It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Kamala Harris is making her appeal to black men. Yes. Saying, I have to earn their vote. I have to earn their vote. As Trump is on track for a historic black vote win, according to CNN. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Played you the clip yesterday. The CNN pollster guy saying that Trump is on track to perform better with black votes than anyone since Richard Nixon did. And this is huge. This is huge. It's a really big deal. And it's not surprising when you think about it. I think a big part of this has to do with what Charlemagne the God said, and she's going on that show too, but what he said about that ad about the transgender inmates and playing that during football games. And what he was saying was black men are watching that ad, watching the Eagles game, watching whatever game, and they're going, she what? And that ad, she's so passionate about it too. Yeah, we will pay for transgender surgeries. Absolutely, we will do that. We'll pay for transgender surgeries for prisoners. And she's bragging about the fact that she's the one that got that done. Now, you're sitting home and you're working hard and you're trying to make a living and this economy's killing you. And you hear that crap and you go, wait a second. You mean I'm playing by the rules here, trying to live my life. I got crime rising in my community. And you're gonna use my taxpayer dollars to pay for a dude to cut off his schwanz in prison who was a criminal? And you let in how many criminals into our border? How many? 666,000 criminals into this country on top of the millions and millions of illegal immigrants you let into this country too? And I got to pay for that. I got to pay for them. No, it's bad. It's bad. And I don't care whether Kamala Harris, I don't care if Joy Reid accuses us of being racist or sexist or whatever the other nonsense is. What she's talking about here are black men and Latino men. And the argument now that the left is trying to do is they're trying to say, well, it's sexism, you see. It's just sexism. If Kamala Harris winds up losing, it's sexism because they just, you know, America is still sexist. Here's a little montage that's put together. This includes CNN anchor Laura Coates on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Washington Post opinion editor and former Axios reporter Alexi McAmmond on MSNBC's All In with Chris Hayes, MSNBC host Alex Wagner on night two of MSNBC's live coverage of the Democrat National Convention, and Jordan Klepper on Comedy Central's The Daily Show. Because they're already setting the table here, already setting the table for her inevitable loss. And I do think it's inevitable. And they want to say it's because she's a woman. It's not because she's a woman. She's going to lose because she's a terrible candidate who embraced wacko lefty policies like paying for transgender surgeries for prisoners. And she owns all these wacko lefty policies. And people sit home and go, hell no. Absolutely not. Listen, I'm a live and let live guy. You want to cut off your schwanz, knock yourself out. You want me to pay for it? That's where I say no. That's where I go, absolutely not. And that's what she's bragging about, using taxpayer dollars to pay for these surgeries. That's playing during every football game. The Trump campaign is so smart. Play that ad during football games, and they show this convicted criminal. I think the guy was a killer, if I'm not mistaken. Shows it up right on the screen. And there's her talking to the ACLU, bragging about it. So here's the media making excuses. It's a little montage for you. Cut number 11.
It's funny when you speak in hyperboles. I think the electorate begins to distance themselves because they cannot essentially believe that terms like this is the worst it's ever been when they have known the history of the country. It's difficult for the electorate to get behind it. I think what weighs Kamala Harris down are two things that are obvious that distinguishes her from, say, a Hillary Clinton or a Joe Biden or even a Barack Obama. This is a woman of color in a society that has, as your conversation has talked about, has elevated white men historically, consistently, presently, and they believe in the future as well. And I think those two things really can have an impact on how the electorate sees her and the viability of a woman in office, a woman at the helm. Particularly when you talk about global politics, people will say, what would another country feel about a woman leader if there's never been one? And so those two things don't give her wings, they give her anchors. It's her job to elevate it.
He's flailing. I mean, like, his pitch is literally at this point, like, pick the white guy or the black girl. And he's asking people who are the most racist of this country to support him and to actually come out and vote, because that's who he knows he needs to get out to vote in order to win this election. Like, those are his swing voters at the end of the day. And that is what is so alarming about this. And, you know, I thought it was really interesting when former President Obama said basically, like, hey, men, male voters, I don't care if you think that women are weak. You need to reconsider what you think about Kamala Harris and really focus on the facts, because this is not a joke. You know, that's how I interpreted what he was saying to male voters in his speech today, because it is incredibly important, because those are not only the folks who are not only not voting, but if they do go out and vote, they are most likely, according to polls, going to vote for someone like Donald Trump because of mis and disinformation and because of sexism, as we know, with the idea that women are just not as strong as men, as leaders, and this idea that even though Donald Trump is clearly suffering cognitive decline and does not have the mental acuity to be president, it's a powerful...
Just let me stop it right there real quick. That is Alexi McCammond, who, before going to the Washington Post, lost her job at Teen Vogue for racist and homophobic tweets. Okay? But you see the pattern here, and I'm not going to keep playing it, but I'll play some of it later. But you see the pattern. The pattern is, it's America's sexist, America's racist. You've heard this now a million times. And so how do you explain then black men voting for Donald Trump? And it comes back to what Kamala Harris said. Black men are getting Russian disinformation. I swear, that's her excuse. Well, you know, the Russians are using disinformation on black people. And that's where that other idiot you just heard just said in that clip, well, a lot of this is misinformation and disinformation. They can't explain that maybe just black voters have left the Democrat Party plantation and have said the hell with this. Like, what have you guys done for me? Kind of like what white union workers are saying right now. What have you done for me? I mean, that clip of the head of the Teamsters who said, I mean, not for nothing, but 40 years now. What have the Democrats done for us? Ungats. Nothing. What the F have they done? They've done nothing for us. But they can't grasp that fact, because these are the elites in the faculty lounges, so out of touch with America, they got to blame it on something. Got to blame it on something. Blame it on the rain. Blame it on Russian disinformation. Well, they're just feeding Russian disinformation to these people, you see. That's really what it comes down to. It's just, it's honestly beyond shameful that this is how they do it. Let me contrast that with Pennsylvania voter Angelina, who said to Donald Trump last night from Oaks, PA, this is before the dancing, before the dance party started, illegal immigration hurts black Americans. How many black voters in this country, and you know, you see the same with Latino voters too, have said, this is insane what's happening at the border. It's insane. And we want this to stop. I don't know what lefty thought this was a good idea. Open borders would somehow win them votes with people that what, like Latino voters would turn around and go, oh, yeah, you know, I want everybody to come on in. I mean, it'd be the equivalent of saying to me as an Italian, oh, look at all these Italians flooding the southern border. Well, they're your people, so you should be happy about this. Like, what? It's not how this works. But since you only see people as members of a group and you don't view them as individuals, you come up with these stupid ideas like this. But she did a great job last night talking about this. Cut number two, and you could see it on the YouTube stream.
Sir, our next question tonight is from Angelina, who I believe is right here. If you want to come forward, Angelina.
Hi, Angelina.
Hi. Good evening, Mr. President.
Let me stand up for you. Go ahead.
My name's Angelina, and I was raised in a Philadelphia Democrat household, a union household. As a blended, as a mother of a blended family, my top issues are the same issues that face all Americans. Illegal immigration hurts black Americans. Inflation hurts black Americans. And dangerous cities hurt black Americans. Like my fellow Americans, my grocery bill has not gone down. Everything is still so very expensive. What steps will your administration take to help American families suffering from this inflation?
So, you know, it's such a great question in the sense that people don't think of grocery. You know, it sounds like not such an important word when you talk about homes and everything else, right? But more people tell me about grocery bills where the price of bacon, the price of lettuce, the price of tomatoes, they tell me. And we're going to do a lot of things. You know, our farmers aren't being treated properly. And we had a deal with China, and it was a great deal. I never mentioned it because once COVID came in, I said that was a bridge too far because I had a great relationship with President Xi. And he's a fierce man, and he's a man that likes China, and I understand that. But we had a deal, and he was perfect on that deal. $50 billion he was going to buy. We were doing numbers like you wouldn't believe for the farmer. But the farmers are very badly hurt. The farmers in this country, we're going to get them straightened out. We're going to get your prices down. But you asked another question about safety and also about black population jobs and Hispanic population, in particular those two. So when millions of people pour into our country, they're having a devastating effect on black families and Hispanic families more than any others. I think it's going to spread to a lot of other places. I think it's going to spread to unions. I think unions are going to have a big problem because they're, you know, employers are just not going to pay the price. They're going to, and it's going to be, it's a very bad thing that's happening. So they're coming in, many are coming in from jails and prisons and mental institutions, insane asylums. That's like, you know, a step above, right? A sane asylum. And whenever I go, Hannibal Lecter, you know what I'm talking about. They always go the fake news. That's a lot of fake news back there, too. But, they always mention, you know, it's a way of demeaning. They just say, Hannibal Lecter, why would he mention? Well, you know why? Because he was a sick puppy. And we have sick puppies coming into our country. I figure that's a lot. That's better than wasting a lot of words. You just say, Hannibal Lecter, we don't want him. But they always sort of say, why would he say?
Let me jump in here. And I have to defend Hannibal Lecter. And thank you. I just have to defend him because his choice in wines and his ability to pair wine, liver, nice bottle of Chianti. It goes well together. I'm just saying. It's not all bad. And he chose Italian wine, Chianti. So again, it's not all beat up Hannibal Lecter here, right? There's some good qualities too. All right? Guy was a gourmand and knows his Italian wine and also a lover of eating the rude. So, you know, you got to thin the herd of the rude. The other thing, too, about the Hannibal Lecter reference, which I love, is that, again, much like with the dancing, the media jumped all over that to go, ah, he's insane. He's bringing up Hannibal Lecter again. See, sometimes what people do is they reference popular people or in culture to make a point. Like, oh, there's illegal immigrants coming in. Now, you know, people who might be cannibals, for example, like Hannibal Lecter. And people go, oh, that okay, that clicks in my head. The media goes, oh, no. He's crazy. That's what it is. By the way, the two men who were shot during the would-be assassination attempt on Trump's life, they have spoken out. This is NBC News. And they blame the Secret Service negligence on what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania that day. The two men are Jim Copenhaver, 74, and David Dutch, 57. They were critically wounded when the gunman, Thomas Crooks, 20 years old, opened fire at the July 13th campaign rally in Pennsylvania. They were sitting in the bleachers behind Trump. And, of course, we know that Corey Compatore, he was killed, 50 years old. He was killed while shielding his family from the gunfire. Both men blame the Secret Service's negligence for the shooting. And this is the first time these guys have spoken out about this. Cut number 10.
I was more mad about it than anything. I mean, I was in the service, went through a war, didn't even get a scratch. And then you go to a rally and you get shot in the crowd.
What were you mad about?
The security, the fact they tried to shoot the president, shot into a defenseless crowd. That
Pennsylvania residents David Dutch and Jim Copenhaver didn't know each other until they became linked by tragedy. They each were hit with bullets aimed at former President Trump during that assassination attempt in Butler.
Jim, when did you realize something was wrong?
When I saw part of my sleeve go away and I heard, I mean, I heard it distinctly. And then I turned around to my friend and I said, I think I was shot.
Copenhaver, who is 74, now walks with a cane. He was shot twice. One bullet tore into his tricep, a scar he could show us. But the other bullet is still lodged in his body, taking chunks of his colon and leaving him with nerve damage.
Feels like somebody's taking a cigarette and burning right in the middle of my leg.
Attorneys for both men say this video shows them getting shot. Copenhaver in the white long sleeve, Dutch further right in the American flag T-shirt. The bullet that hit Dutch split his liver.
It was like getting hit with a sledgehammer right in the chest. I could feel my ribs were all busted up. So I was kind of just holding it.
You could feel your ribs?
Oh, yeah.
Pennsylvania's governor says firefighter Corey Compatore was shot and killed while trying to protect his family at the rally. Congress and the Secret Service are now investigating. The head of the Secret Service resigned. The agency has called Butler a failure, acknowledging communication breakdowns.
Did the Secret Service fail former President Trump and fail you that day?
Oh, yes. Big time.
It was a rush job, you know. It was put together too quickly, and they skipped steps.
The FBI says there was a second attempt on former President Trump's life, which the Secret Service was able to stop. And just this weekend, a man in California was arrested, allegedly for having weapons and ammo in his car as he tried entering a Trump rally. That man has said he actually supports Trump and denies he was trying to assassinate him. Lester?
I want to make a couple points here. Number one, I'm reading the YouTube chat as I was watching that video. It's very, very cool that we can play the video during the show. But no, this is just water in this blue cup. Me defending Hannibal Lecter is not related to my personal Chianti drinking. But I have to give Liberty Bell Survival a shout out. His comment in the YouTube chat, Rich doesn't shop the chairman's selection at the wine and spirit store. He searches for Lecter's likings. Well done. That's an excellent comment. Very good. Very good. So there you go. Well done. Excellent. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. I got more for you. I got a lot more for you. We're just getting warmed up here. But this is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. And come out to Dr. Mike Cinnaminson's office on Saturday, November 9th for their annual Veterans Breakfast and free shredding event. Honor all those who served our country. Get some coffee, cake, donuts, and pizza. Bring your documents that need shredding. A PA restaurant owner spoke to Trump last night. I'm a small business owner, and I'm really praying for you to get in there and change the policies. Listen, this is what the battle is here. The battle is over the small business owners and the economy. It's like I said earlier over the tariff issue. I know I have a lot of libertarian friends who listen to the show and they think the tariff thing is a disaster. And look, all of that can be debated after the election. Get Trump in there, because if Kamala Harris gets in there, tariffs are going to be the least of your worries. They're going to be the least of your problem. The economic disaster will continue. There's just no way around it. Here's a Pennsylvania voter, restaurant owner. This is pretty good here. Cut number three.
I'm a small business owner in Lansdale. I have a small breakfast lunch restaurant, Coffee Corner. And and to be honest, Mr. President, I really, you know, am praying for you to get in there and change the policies. Ever since the gas prices started spiking, I noticed literally everything started spiking, from deliveries to services, goods, even maintenance, overall maintenance. Everything just spiked up, and it's really hurting small businesses, small business owners, and those who work within them. So my question is, what's your plan to help bring common sense back and help small businesses that got destroyed by Democrats after COVID and the Biden administration?
So, great. Because small businesses are actually bigger than big businesses when you add them all up, and it's very important, and sounds like yours. I would love your food, I can tell by looking at that guy. I think I'd like to go over there if I'm over there, I'm going to stop it. The fact is that, you know, they want to get away from gas. And I have friends, they're into the cooking world. I'm not. I just like to eat. But they're into the cooking. And I don't know how you feel. It sounds like they feel that you really, gas is much better than the electric for cooking, right? And they have this thing
100%.
About, you know, they want to put gas out of business, right? No gas. You know the amazing thing? We don't have electric in this country, but we have all the gas you can use. We have oil and gas. That's what we have. And even the cars, if you look, they want to go with all electric cars. California is having blackouts every week, brownouts, blackouts, and then they come up with rules and regulation to go to all electric, but they can't even supply what they have. It's so nuts. We're going to get, number one, your utility costs. You heard me say it before. Your costs will be down, and we're getting rid of all the electric. And if you want electric, great. And if you want gas, great. The only thing you can't have is a hydrogen car, right? You heard me say that, right? Because you know what happens? They have a new car. They say it's great, but it's got one problem. You know what the problem is? Every once in a while, one will blow up. And if it does blow up and you happen to be inside of it, you're in bad luck because you're not recognizable. Do you know that? It's the new thing, hydrogen. I said, no, thank you. I don't want it. I don't want it. They called the wife. That's not my husband. Oh, yes, it is. It's no good. So if we,
I got a buddy of mine. Thank you for that. I got a buddy of mine who's all into the hydrogen cars. He thinks that Trump just needs to get a little education on the issue. But we'll talk about that in another show. I just wanted to point out to you that there's a story today. Democrats run away from the EV mandates. So everything that was just discussed there in that clip is really important to think about. And then you think about Michigan, battleground Michigan. So James Lynch in National Review has a story. Democratic politicians are distancing themselves from the Biden administration's electric vehicle push to prevent the unpopular slate of subsidies and environmental regulations from tipping Michigan to their Republican opponents. Even Kamala Harris insisted that the Trump campaign is misrepresenting her record on electric mandates. BS. As a senator, Harris co-sponsored legislation introduced by Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon, the Zero Emission Vehicles Act. And it's this EPA, her EPA, Kamala Harris's Environmental Protection Agency, that has promulgated these rules. This is not a law passed by Congress. These are promulgated rules by the EPA, because that's how the executive branch works these days. It's how this country does it. We don't pass laws through Congress. We have the executive make rules. Well, they promulgated rules that make it so you have to do this ratio between gas-powered cars and EVs. And as a result of that, since nobody wants the EVs, they can't sell the gas-powered cars. And eventually you're going to make it so that these automakers all have to phase out gas-powered cars to meet the quota that the EPA has set up. That's Harris's Environmental Protection Agency that has done that. These workers in Michigan, they're smart enough to know that. They get that. They understand that. Oh, and you know, man, I mentioned earlier to you that horror show of a human being at the Department of Justice, the one who's going after Virginia. the same whack job in Biden's Department of Justice. Same exact whack job. Filed a lawsuit against South Bend, Indiana, where Notre Dame is. And this is what they said, okay? The lawsuits by the Biden-Harris administration Department of Justice has undertaken a slew of lawsuits against local police and fire departments alleging that it's racist to require hires entrusted with public safety to know basic math. Right. The lawsuits undermine Kamala Harris's attempts to brand herself as a moderate in the final weeks of the presidential campaign, with the suits both suggesting a dim view of blacks by the administration and employing the theory of disparate impact, the radical theory that holds that anytime there are statistical racial disparities, racism must be the cause, even if no one can explain why or how. On Friday, the DOJ's Civil Rights Unit filed a lawsuit against the South Bend, Indiana, the town, saying South Bend uses a written examination that discriminates against black applicants and a physical fitness test that discriminates against female applicants. But that was just one of the lawsuits, which claimed that tests are racist because blacks fail them at a higher percentage than whites and require cash awards to be paid to those blacks who failed the tests. Most blacks generally pass the tests, and the lawsuits do not explain how the tests can be racist against only some black people. Blacks who pass the tests are excluded from the financial payouts. And they actually have to go on and become a cop. I know. Last week, Durham, North Carolina, settled with the same Office of Civil Rights and the DOJ, saying blacks fail the tests, required to become a firefighter more often, and employers should identify and eliminate practices that have a disparate impact based on race. It said that the Durham Fire Department must pay nearly $1 million to people who failed the test and hire up to 16 of them. Well, the DOJ said the tests were not relevant to actually being a good firefighter. An online practice test suggests that it is directly relevant, that people could die if such firefighters were hired. One question asks if a building is 350 feet away, how many 60-foot hoses would be needed? No, I'm no math guy. And I'd probably fail the test, too. But it's not because they're racist against Italians. I'm just not good at math. But this is also what the DOJ does. This is her DOJ. This is the Biden-Harris Department of Justice. And just this month, the DOJ forced the Maryland State Police to pay $2.75 million to women who were barred from being officers because they couldn't pass physical fitness exams. For example, the ability to run quickly, and also blacks who couldn't pass a written test. The test that the DOJ says is racist is designed to ensure that cops are at least as smart as an elementary school student and can serve residents by, for example, adding up a total value of stolen property when items were stolen valued at $400, $140, $1,500, and $100. Anyway, the article goes on. They've done a lot of this over the years. After D.C. Mayor Marion Barry made firehouses in the nation's capital a racial spoils program, firefighters repeatedly turned out to be gun-toting violent criminals. Public outrage over the hiring program culminated in 2014 after a 77-year-old man had a heart attack directly in front of a fire station and begged for help, but none of the firefighters ran to his aid. His family sued for $7 million. When police officers who don't meet basic standards are hired, they sometimes abuse members of the public, sometimes resulting in still more accusations of racism if those members of the public are black. Last year, the media pointed to Memphis police allegedly repeatedly beating people as an example of police brutality, but it turned out that the police were all black and were hired despite not meeting the usual standards required for the position. Like, once again, for me, I would say, as part of the test, you should have to know basic constitutional law. And I'm not saying advanced constitutional law. I just think basic stuff should be on there. Like, do you have a right to give the finger to a cop? That should be a question on the test. Do you have a right to film a cop? Do you have a right to say F you to a cop or to another person, for example? I think really not overly complicated stuff. But I'm sure the DOJ wouldn't like that if somebody answered those questions wrong and happened to be black. And then, you know, when you think about the Trump assassination attempt and how you had the Melissa McCarthy character from Paula Blart Mall Cop who couldn't do it, get her gun back in her holster, you think maybe, just maybe, physical fitness standards might save lives. Like if somebody can't tackle a bad guy and that bad guy, and I said guy, goes on to do other bad things to other people because the cop couldn't meet the physical requirements and other people get hurt, maybe that's a bad thing. Just throwing it out there. But it's the happy hour brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be live December 20th for our next live show. So mark your calendar. December 20th for our next and final live show of the year at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And since it's had the happy hour, I thought we would play something happy for you. So what I'd like you to do is play Cut 18. This is Kamala Harris at the Coamoya Christian Center in Arizona. And this is the kind of joy we all need. And just before you listen to this and watch the clip on our YouTube stream, just know this was definitely a wine day. Cut 18.
Joy cometh in the morning.
Yeah, when you get the laugh like that, that's how you know it's a wine day. When you get the slower, more methodical speak, that's a pill day. Just so you know the difference. This is something Jimmy Fallon and I broke down together. By the way, we're going to have a big announcement coming up soon regarding me and Fallon, but we'll talk about that later. But in the meantime, catch his show tonight at 7 p.m. right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And when we get back, a little somebody, I guess, heard my idea of the Comaccent app, which will help you figure out Kamala Harris's fake accent. There's a viral video going around, pretty funny. We're going to let you watch it and hear it as well about Kamala Harris's accents. But as we continue, safety and security are in all of our minds, all the gangs, all the crime, despite what that dope on ABC News, Martha Raddatz, said, well, the illegal criminal gangs are only taking over some of the apartment complexes. Crime is on everybody's minds. And if you're a business owner, it's even more of a priority. So look no further than my friend Tom McCausland at McCausland Lock and Alarm to secure and control access to your facilities. McCausland Lock and Alarm's access control and CCTV systems provide top-of-the-line protection, giving you peace of mind and safeguarding your assets. You can get these systems from a lot of providers, sure, but there's only one, Tom McCausland. His wealth of knowledge and experience allow McCausland to effectively protect all types of facilities, no matter what the environment. And just as important, their customer service is unmatched. When you need assistance, you'll talk to a local expert, probably Tom himself, but you're never going to be stuck in one of those voice message systems, not knowing what number to push. No way. That's not how they do business. If you're serious about protecting your facilities, you need to seriously consider McCausland Lock and Alarm. Call Tom, 610-430-1500. You know how bad crime is getting. You know that safety and security are paramount, and you can't risk this when it comes to your business. So let McCausland Lock and Alarm protect what matters most. 610-430-1500. McCausland Lock and Alarm. 610-430-1500. Securing your business, securing your future.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today. at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice. Yeah, keep it going. This is good. I love it.
This was another request from the chat. I think it was from Shafe in chat.
Now we got to do a remix of this of Shotgun on Your Crotch. Shotgun Loading on Your Crotch, which, by the way, was my Barry White cover band name in college, for the record. Good stuff. Well done. Nice job, Justin. You're doing great with the tunes. I love it. Kirk's doing great with the YouTube clips. And that's all we really need to acknowledge at this point. So, excellent job. Like I said, that's all we really need
today?
To acknowledge at this point. So, excellent job by all. What about me? Come on, you walk right into that one. Walked right into that one, DeSantis. So you're coming to the big show in December at the Grand Hotel Cape May, huh? That's great.
I'm looking forward to it. I missed the last one.
Yeah. That'll be fun. December 20th. It's going to be a blast. I'm excited. A little Christmas spectacular. Zioli Show Christmas Spectacular on ice. That's what we're thinking. So don't want to miss this one. Of all the shows to miss, it's not this one, I can tell you that. And it's just water in these cups, unlike at the Grand Hotel where people keep bringing me beers, but I'm not doing that next time because Fela called me out at like 6:30 for having some drinks. So I might have been slurring just a tad. I'm not sure. But if you're wondering, you can go back and watch the YouTube video of it. We streamed the whole show on Friday from 3 to 7 at the Grand Hotel. So, yeah. And thank you for subscribing and thank you for watching on YouTube. Please like it. Get notified when we are live and streaming so you'll know. And then also, please don't forget, you can always get the podcast of the show, too. Podcast you can get on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. So if you ever miss any part of the show, no excuse. You can watch it on YouTube. You can listen to it on the podcast. There's never an excuse. I know every now and then somebody will come up to me and say, oh, Rich, I wish you were still in mornings because I can't listen anymore. Yes, you can. You can listen whenever you want in this day and age. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I wanted to play this for you. This is a shorter clip from President Trump from the Oaks, PA rally town hall last night. Let's cue up cut number five, Kirk. This is an important point. It's something we're talking about. And it is a... I think he's spot on about this. It's been a theme we've talked about in this show for the last 10 years. The corruption, the infiltration. I call it the dark triad, the unholy triad of the government, corporate media, big tech. But at the end of the day, it's the elites. It's the swamp, whatever you want to call it. The powerful people that like to control things. The bond villains at the World Economic Forum and on and on. Here's former and future President Trump, cut number five.
Look, we're running against, not her. We're running against a very powerful and a very corrupt machine. That's what it is.
That's right.
She's just, and the same thing with Joe Biden. Joe doesn't know where the hell he is.
That's true. He doesn't know where he is, and that's the reality of the situation. A dad spoke to Trump last night, a Navy Gold Star dad. And this is a very important point. So, you know, we talked to some of the Gold Star families when we were live at the Republican National Convention. And it's the whole situation with Abby Gate the entire ordeal and how botched this was, and then the fact that the families have still not received anything from the president of the United States of America is disgraceful, beyond disgraceful. Here's what this dad said last night to President Trump and asking for a congressional hearing on this. Take a listen.
Tonight we have some special guests in the audience. We have a Gold Star family that is with us tonight. Mary and Charles Strange are here. Where are they?
Where are they?
Oh, here they are. Sir, they're behind us over here to the left.
Oh, come on up here. Come on.
They lost their son, Michael.
Come on up.
Come on up here.
It's a little harder to get up since I got shot. They've made it more difficult. Perhaps that's the way it's supposed to be.
Sir, they lost their son, Michael.
Thank you very much. Thank you. President Trump, great to see you again, buddy. I love it. 1660, the Gold Star. Under Obama, all 30 guys died.
Did you want to say anything?
Under Obama is right. Under Obama. Please, on behalf of your son.
I would ask, Mr. President, my son was killed August 6, 2011, with 29 other men.
It
was,
I'm sorry, excuse me one second. I had the wrong, pardon me, just stop it for a quick second. I had obviously the wrong clip. This is not Abby Gate. This is a guy who's very, very near and dear to all of our hearts on the show. So let me just go back and replay that. There were other things about Gold Star families last night as well. But go ahead, pick it up, Kirk.
It was the biggest loss of life in a single day in the history of America. 22 of them men were Navy Special Warfare. Till this day, we still haven't gotten any answers. I was wondering, I'm begging you, we would like a congressional hearing.
So here's what we're going to do. In the first week, let me have not the first day, because I made a lot of promises in the first day. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to close up the border. We're going to do a lot in the first day. In the first week, we will set up a commission. We're going to find out, because so many people in your same position, they want to know what happened. Why did it happen to their son or daughter? And we're going to do that within the first week. So you get ready to come over to the White House, okay?
All right, Mr. President. I got to say one more thing. I want to let America know, June 2017, President Trump and his wife had me and my wife bring 20 gold stars to the White House. Him and his wife stayed the whole time. They had food, drinks. They did a candle ceremony for us. President Trump stood up every time, saluted the Gold Star parents.
That was both a celebration, a remembrance. It had all emotion, right? They were happy, they were sad, they were devastated, but they remembered their beautiful boy, right?
Yes.
Their beautiful boy, and we're not going to forget. We're going to find out what happened. We're going to do that within the first week, and you have my word, okay?
Thank you, President.
Thank you, Trump.
Excellent. I mean, that's something he's been trying for years and years and years. And he's been on the show talking about this before over the years as well. Good. You know, Trump will keep his word, and hopefully we'll get to the truth on that. And Joe Biden's big mouth and blabbing about it and, you know, leading to those SEALs being killed. The Abby Gate thing, which is obviously a separate occurrence during the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, that also needs to have some serious investigations going on. Like, for example, you know, did they have the sniper in their sights? Why didn't they take it? Why didn't they take the shot? We talked to some of those Gold Star families at the RNC when we were in Milwaukee. That was good. I'm glad we got to do that as well. That was important to have those conversations with them. And finally, from Trump at the event last night. Actually, I want to play a couple clips from today, as a matter of fact. Trump spoke today at the Economic Forum in Chicago, the Economic Club of Chicago, and he talked about tariffs. There was a big exchange about this, back and forth, back and forth. And he talked about trade as well. This is, let's do cut number 25. He wants to stop foreign countries from taking advantage of the United States on trade. Just so you know, they extended the offer to Kamala Harris to sit down and do an interview with them as well. She declined. Not surprising that she declined, because she could never handle this kind of back and forth, back and forth. There's no way. Not in a million years she could. Not in a million years. Go ahead.
So they're taking a tremendous advantage of us, $350 billion on trade, and we're then supporting them. In other words, it's not sustainable. You can't keep doing this. You can't have that, China, all of these countries. And stupid people made these deals. I saw trade deals that were so stupid that were so bad that you'd have to be an idiot to sign them. And we signed them for years. I could tell you trade deals that I have never seen anything. I said, who would agree to this? They had to be corrupt. They had to be corrupt. To make those deals, they had to be corrupt, because there's no way a rational human being, I always say either corrupt or extremely stupid, because there's no way a rational human being would ever sign the trade deals that this country signed. And I got out of many of those deals.
The other thing, too, is the issue of tariffs. And like I said, again, you know, this is kind of stuff. You work out these policies, you got to win, right? First, you got to win, because Kamala Harris's economic policies would be way worse, no doubt. But here's the Bloomberg News editor-in-chief, John Micklewaith, who points out, just for the record, Kamala Harris was invited to. She declined the invitation. She is doing an interview with Brett Baer. And I know Brett Baer is getting a lot of blowback because he's saying that the interview is going to be recorded. That I don't anticipate Brett Baer and Fox News editing the interview to make it favorable to Kamala Harris in the manner 60 Minutes did. So, but we'll find out the kind of questions he asks. You know, Brett Baer prides himself on being a guy who will ask strong, important questions. And there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be unhappy if that doesn't occur, I would imagine. But here's Bloomberg's News editor-in-chief, John Micklewaith, cut 22.
The first is, just for the record and for those people watching on television, the Economic Club of Chicago and Bloomberg both invited Vice President Harris to a similar interview about her economic plans that she has declined so far.
She has declined so far. Trump was asked, who should voters trust today during this economic exchange? Who should voters trust? Cut 23.
Why should they trust you with that?
Because we're about growth. She's got growth whatsoever, and we're all about growth. We're going to bring companies back to our country. You look at even today, as I was driving over, I see these empty, old, beautiful, like steel mills and factories that are empty and falling down. Now, some have been converted to senior citizens' homes, but that's not going to do the trick. And we're going to bring the companies back. We're going to lower taxes still further for companies that are going to make their product in the USA. We're going to protect those companies with strong tariffs, because I'm a believer in tariffs. I'm not sure that you are. I don't think you are, but I congratulate you on your career. But to me, the most beautiful word in the dictionary is tariff. And it's my favorite word. It needs a public relations firm.
Yeah, well, listen, this back and forth with that, and they got into it a little bit, back and forth. It was a good exchange. But that's the thing. Kamala Harris could never do that. She could never have an exchange like that. Never. And here's what he said regarding tariffs. The higher the tariff, cut 24.
The higher the tariff, the more likely it is that the company will come into the United States and build a factory in the United States so it doesn't have to pay the tariff.
And then the last thing I wanted to play from this is the shortage of labor. He responded, we'll take care of that. Cut 26.
Many companies here have a shortage of labor.
Yeah, that's good. We'll take care of that. We're going to get people in here rapidly, and they're going to be people that want to be in here, and they're going to be people that can love our country and won't kill people because they don't like the way they look.
I'll tell you, the joy of having a YouTube stream is that we can show you things like this. This has gone viral. This is a video that's gone viral of Kamala Harris's accent. Now, we talked about the Comaccent app. I just didn't get around to creating it yet, or we'd be very, very rich. they should have done it. We'll do it next time. So this is now accent switch Kamala. This is a doll for Christmas that you can buy your little girl. My kids, my daughters have not asked Santa for this yet. Reagan has been working on her list, though, diligently, I might ask, because Amazon is smart now. They send a magazine to the house. They do. I remember the old like Sears catalog. It's a literally a thick book with all kinds of toys and games and puzzles and everything else in there. Anyway, I don't know if this doll is featured in this or not, but nevertheless, take a listen to Accent Switch Kamala from Comatell. And you can also watch it on YouTube for your viewing pleasure as well. Here we go.
Who needs personality when you can switch who you are at the push of a button?
It's Accent Switch Kamala.
Oh, hello, young lady. Quite a marvelous day, isn't it?
Why does she talk so weird?
Let me play with her.
Well, hey there, little nugget. I'm going to be the first black female president of the United States of America.
Man, this doll sucks.
Accent Switch Kamala can emulate any accent you like, as long as it grants her credibility.
Oh, bonjour, tu aimes les croissants?
Merde américaine.
Guten Tag, Sie lieben ein Bratwurst, ufta, 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 da.
Luke, I am your mother.
But wait, there's more. All new Accent Switch Kamala comes with two bags of campaign money, a blind eye for illegal immigration, and her own Multilaugh 3000 generator. Laugh in every way possible. Let Accent Switch Kamala turn your life into a complete circus.
When you give me more money, like Uncle Joey did.
Don't you worry, little man. The money's coming.
I don't understand.
Oh, excuse me, honey.
I meant to say, the money is coming. I love ice cream, Kamala Map.
It's Accent Switch Kamala and brand new Tampon Tim.
You know, my grandma always used to say,
Kamala Jano, please wash your hands so we can eat our chicken masala.
It's Accent Switch Kamala.
Terrible. I don't endorse that doll at all. That was from Snick Link on X, who posted that. It's gotten over 306,000 views, and I denounce that. Absolutely. All right, listen, we got a big fourth and final hour coming up straight ahead for you. 6ABC, gushing over wind turbines at the Jersey Shore. Pathetic. I'm going to get into that with you. The media going after Donald Trump for dancing. And so much more to come. Our fourth and final hour. Thank you for streaming on YouTube. We appreciate it very, very much. Coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.